This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are all welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity, all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. You take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself, and let the outside world just kind of fade away. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now focus in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers. There are 12 centers, but for our purposes now, we focus on the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. Starting from the bottom, moving up, the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, that is your connection to Gaia, the grounding point that you have to Gaia. See that as a deep earth brown color. Moving up to your root chakra at the base of your spine. See that as a deep ruby red color, bright, brilliant ruby red. Moving up to the next orange, brilliant, bright orange. Moving to your solar plexus area, yellow, bright, bright yellow is the sun. Moving to your heart center, deep blue-green. To your high heart center, magenta. To your throat area, sky blue. To your third eye in the middle of your forehead, purple or indigo. And your crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, your soul star chakra, just above your head. Pure, brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakra centers and their respective colors, know that it is not the color per se that we're concerned with here. It is the frequency vibration within that color. and how the higher intensity of each of the color raises the frequency within that chakra, thereby raising the vibration within all of the chakra centers in your etheric body, as well as raising the vibration in your astral body and your physical body as well. Now see all of the chakra centers coming together, merging together as one into the soul star chakra. And all of those chakras now and your soul star chakra becoming as one, becoming your light body or your Merkaba light body. And feel your conscious knowing self moving into that Merkaba light body or that Merkaba light vehicle, as it is a vehicle of travel in the etheric and astral world. And then let yourself begin to rise up, leaving your physical form behind. But unlike other times when we've gone above the Earth's atmosphere, this time, just feel yourself moving away from your body, see that your body falling below you, move up into the sky, into the clouds, then move over to the city of light, a city of light that exists in the etheric realm, in the Sedona, Arizona area. From wherever you find yourself, just will yourself, think yourself to be right there with all of us in the Sedona, Arizona area, where there is indeed a city of light in the etheric realm. And that city of light is poised there and ready to descend to not a 3D Earth, but to a 4 and 5D Earth when the frequency becomes right for it. It has nothing to do with time. It only has to do with frequency vibration. And when the frequencies match with the surface world and the city of light, or cities of light, as there are many cities of light that are also ready and poised to be able to become a part of the expression here on the surface when the frequency reaches that point where the two are matched together. Now, as you are there as a group, see the city of light. You have the eyes to see in this etheric realm, using your third eye wide open. See this city of light, but more than just see it, feel it. Feel the expression of it. Feel the vibration that is there. Feel the feelings, the bliss that you may feel as you begin to enter this city. And do that now. Enter this city of light. And for yourself, not to describe it to everyone here, but to yourself, describe what you are seeing, what you are experiencing, whatever that might be. However it appears to you, many different lights, certainly many crystalline shapes, many different colors. But again, more important than what you see, what you feel, the energies that are here, the higher vibrational frequency energies and the higher resulting consciousness that is also here. You may see columns that are part of the buildings that are here. Then you may see crystalline structures in various places. Whatever it is for you is what it is for you. Whatever it is real for you. For know that this is a magical place where what you think about, you can bring about. To think about what you feel about, you can bring about. You can manifest it just with a thought and an intention and a feeling. So this is a realm of feeling, but not the old three-dimensional negative feelings, but higher vibrational feelings of joy, of exaltation, excitement, oneness, of beingness. Feel that expression all around you. Notice the light. Notice the brightness of the light here. Brilliance. There's always the corresponding frequency, high frequency vibration that's here. You may have noticed by now a special water fountain that is in front of one of the buildings. This is a special water fountain, one that you can find yourself moving into if you have not already, and feel the water all around you. And the water itself has high frequency vibrational consciousness. You can feel the oneness with the water as it bathes you, as it purifies you, purifies not only your etheric and astral body, but also your physical body as well. So you will bring this back to your physical form. Know that when you travel the higher realms in the etheric cities, you will be able to experience this level of frequency and consciousness. And always, whenever there is a need to be in a higher frequency, just simply visit one of these cities of light. Feel refreshed and rejuvenated. Even your physical body, that will be the physical form at the time, will also be rejuvenated in this water. It is a healing spring. Now, for a moment, let yourself rise up, and yes, up into the sky, up in past the Earth's atmosphere. And I want you now to look out across the planet and see now all of these cities of light that are there in this etheric realm. And many of them, when the frequency does rise enough, will descend to the surface of the earth and be available for those who are ready to be able to be a part of this higher expression. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. Come back to your physical body, bringing your etheric, your astral body back in. But more importantly, the sense of bliss, sense of joy, feelings of oneness, of purity, back into your physical body. Let that water, waters of the etheric realm, let them bathe now your physical body as you come back in, filling your body with this high frequency water and vibration. You come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Yeshua, and I come to be with you at this time, and this time of great joy. Even though you look out upon the world and you do not see the joy upon everybody's faces, but at this point of the year, in your time of Christmas, the joy is more and more rampant. The joy spreads more and more, for it is a season. It is a season of love. It is a season of peace. It is a season of joy and of oneness. Even those that do not understand the term oneness, they tend to feel that at this time. Certainly, there are those that do not feel that. But overall, across the planet, those that celebrate this time of the year, this season of joy, they feel it. They feel it even for a few moments, which then raises the vibration within their bodies, their physical bodies, their astral and etheric bodies. And they feel this joy that many of you are feeling at this time. Because the programming that you have had over the many, not only this lifetime, but over many lifetimes, has brought you to this point where you see this time as a great time of joy and peace and love and togetherness and family coming together, relationships. Is it a time of my birth as Yeshua, those 2,000 plus years ago? No, it is not. But it is a time of joy and peace, a time to celebrate, a time to celebrate the coming together of man, of mankind everywhere, where all can join together as one. This is the true meaning of Christmas, of this season of year that you are in now. My birth occurred much before this, in another season, a time of great growth, a time of springing forth. But this time now is a time, as I said, to celebrate. Celebrate the togetherness you all have of family coming together, of peace. That is what this is meant to be. It is meant to be the birth of the Christ consciousness within all of you. That's what I brought to this time, those 2,000 plus years ago. I brought the birth of the Christ consciousness into man. And moving beyond that to this time, through all of these lifetimes, the program has been the birth of the Christ consciousness. True, those of the forces of darkness have attempted to do everything they could to hold this back, to make you think of this time as simply a commercialized time, and the giving of gifts, that is important because it brings so much joy, especially to the children's faces everywhere. They experience the giving part of life. And yes, the receiving part as well, because both are needed. There must be the giving to have the receiving, and there must be the receiving to have the giving. It is all together as one, thereby bringing all to oneness. The times, my friends, are growing short. The times of the old programming. Times of the new programming, the programming that you are creating, you yourselves as individuals and as a collective together are creating this new program that brings peace throughout the world. And yes, there shall be peace. That is ordained by the Creator Him herself. But you, each one of you, are creators unto yourself, unto yourselves. Don't you know that ye are gods, as I said back in those times? And ye are creators to bring about whatever it is that you want in your individual lives, for you control that, as well as your collective lives, for you control that as well. This is a time to look forward, not back, to look forward, to be in the perfect present now. And in that perfect present now, to know that as you look forward, you will have created the creation that you are wanting. You will have created the new golden age of Gaia that you are wanting. That you are all looking forward to as you look toward this next year. You look for the many things that will come forth, that will be shared on your time together in New Year's Eve. But for now, be at peace. Be in oneness. For you are on and in this world. You are not of this world. You come from many different planets, many different systems, many star systems. To be here at this time, this special time of moving forward and bringing about to the collective consciousness of man, bringing about the peace, the love, the oneness that we all share together. This, my friends, is the true meaning of what I came here for and what you are all here for now, the birth and the rebirth of the Christ consciousness to this planet once again. You are all carrying this Christ consciousness. Carry it far and wide to all of those that are ready to receive. I am Yeshua, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you share together with all of your loved ones this wonderful time of the Christ consciousness coming forward once again.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om.
Greetings to you. One who serves here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you and serve you in whatever way that we can, as we are here to answer your questions, if you have them. We are ready now for your questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
Actually, this is a statement and a question together. I believe we are going through a war between good and evil. I have suffered one full week with a sinus infection. I still have it, but I declare that I am done with it. I know that we are all on this planet to learn, experience, and remember who and what we are. We've been told not to wait, to be bold. So I am declaring that I am done waiting for this sinus infection to heal by itself. I need to be told how to heal it now. I know that this call is not about physical healing, and I apologize if I'm offending people, but I feel that I've suffered enough with this infection. I need to remember how to do it or be told how to do it. Can you please help me?
Dear one, you do not need help on this, for you and your intention and your declaration have already begun the healing process. You just simply need to believe it now. Believe that you have the power within yourself to heal yourself, just as all of you do that are on this call, as well as all of you that will resonate to these words after this. You all have the power within you to heal yourselves. It is only the programming that you have gone through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime which tells you that you need something from outside of yourself to bring about healing. But you do not. You only need to declare it within yourself, have the intention within yourself, but the most important thing, have the belief within yourself. And you will find, all of you will find, not only this one who asked this question, but all of you will find that the healing is right there in front of you, right there within you. And yes, there are times when the intention and the thought about it and the declaration and all of this will not quite be enough because the belief is not quite there. But that declaration and intention will lead you to something that will bring about the healing to you, something of natural pathic medicine, we will say here. Not the old allopathic medicine. That is something that is fading fast into the past. So you will find as you move further along, and we will share more of this on your New Year's Eve here, of what you are moving toward in this next year. It is not for now to share, but just know that you are certainly on the right track. And we applaud you, dear one, for you have come a long way in your thinking processes at this point. For if you look back a few years ago, 5 years ago, you would not even consider the possibility that you can declare yourself to be healed. Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We will add here. Do you wish us to add, dear brother?
Yes, please do add. But before you do, I just want to say that if I believe I can do something, that means I have done it before. And I know that we all have had lives before and healed ourselves before. But since we can't remember those lives, how can we believe in something that we haven't done before? Please continue.
Dear brother, if you wish for physical remedies, because the one who serves has given you the the emotional component to healing, belief is an emotional component. And it does not matter if you have healed something before, It is a matter of belief. We can give you the physical remedy to clear this up, if you wish. You must allow us a broader platform than this call. So please email us and we will provide the remedies that we know will change this infection, please. Do you have our email address?
I have the one for James.
This one is for Shoshana, dear brother. Do you have that email address?
Let me look.
We can give it if you prefer.
I have joannemcconn at gmail.com.
You can email shoshanashares at gmail.com. It's S-H-O-S-H-A-N-N-A shares, S-H-A-R-E-S at gmail.com. Rather than us attempt to give a list of things over the phone, please just email and we will provide this for you, dear brother. Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste, dear brother.
Very good. Are there any further questions here? Nothing further?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
As best as you both can describe in earth terms, the feeling you both felt the very second you caught the eye of face to face with your twin flame for the first time in possibly centuries. Could you describe that for us?
What we will tell you is that you, each one of you, have felt this before. It is already within you. You have been with your twin flame, certainly many times before, after various incarnations that you have had. And then it was time then to reincarnate again, and you forgot. And the times are coming, though, where you will be in a position, we will say here, that you will be able to reconnect again with your twin flame. And we can tell you that there is nothing like it. We cannot even begin to describe what it is like as you come together with that one that is the closest to you that you could possibly imagine that is you. You see, for you are one in the same. And words, earth-type words, as you said here, cannot begin to describe this amazing, immaculate feeling that you will have. The same feeling that you will have as you reconnect once again to your higher God self as well. Okay?
Pretty much at the same time.
What do you add here?
He was asking a question.
Yes.
I was just saying pretty much at the same time, when you reconnect with your higher self, you'll be connecting with your twin flame at the same time, pretty much.
Not necessarily. There can be a difference there, but we will let Shoshana share that.
We will add to this, dear brother. May we share our perspective on this?
Yes, please. Absolutely.
Dear brother, we hesitate to give this information, but we will. Many that are born here are born merged with their twin flame. They are born as one. They carry both consciousnesses. They carry both perspectives, both viewpoints, both souls, you see, and they are walking as one. And that is what we can tell you, that we sense and feel that we are merged, that we do not wait for this, we do not long for this, because we carry this as one. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
I wanted to ask, yesterday I had an experience where someone literally blanketed me in love. It was a physical feeling. It was amazing. And I was wondering if you could give me some information on who that might have been.
When you say someone, are you talking about a physical expression?
No, it was a spirit, definitely spirit. And it literally came down over me and engulfed me in love. And I don't know who it was.
We will say to you, that is a connection that you have to your higher God self that was bringing this to you. Just for a fleeting moment here, maybe only seconds even, but it was a connection. And it was a connection that you opened up to because of your frequency vibration in that very moment that was able to open the portal, we will say here. As a portal is an opening to multidimensional expressions, different than a gateway, but still a, we will just say that. We will leave it with that. Yes.
Okay.
Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
We have perspective here. May we add our perspective here, dear sister?
Please, yes.
Dear sister, do you not call upon the angels?
Oh,
is this not what you do?
Yes.
Do you not do this frequently?
Oh, yes, all day.
Yes, we know this about you, dear sister. You did not have to tell us this.
Mm-hmm.
The love that you were blanketed in was the merging of archangels. They all came together as one to give you this sense of frequency, to give you this sense of complete and total, the highest feeling you can feel here, love, you see. They merged as one. This is not often done, but this is what they do, so that the highest level, the highest frequency that they can send to you is as one, you see. That is what we know about your experience. And we will tell you that calling upon the angels, they will always assist. That is their mission, you see. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Shoshana. Thank you both. All.
Would there be any other questions before we release channel?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Just came up earlier, of course. How many light cities are there? That's my first question. And second, we hear the Master's Retreats, which I believe I've gone to in my dream state or in the etheric realms. Are the Master's Retreats similar to the light cities? And will we also, let's just say when the vibration is enough to, have these light cities descend to the surface, are we also going to have similar access to the Master's Retreats? And are they similar at all?
We will tell you that there are, as you are saying here, Master's Retreats in the physical world as well, in the third dimensional world, but at a higher vibrational frequency, more fourth dimension, we will say here, where they can move back and forth very easily between the dimensions, we'll say here. So that in your light cities, your cities of light, we will not so much say how many there are, because there are multitudes of cities of light. But there will be a certain ones, approximately 12, that will be associated with the earth, with the new Gaia, as you are prepared for this. So when you are in those cities of light, and in other situations as well, you will come in contact with those of us that have already mastered this realm, just as at that point you will have mastered this realm. That is all we can say at this time. Shoshana?
We wish to share, dear brother, but we do not, the microphone is open and it is difficult to share with the reverberation coming back. We wish to share.
Is that better?
We do not understand your inquiry. Yes, we do not understand your inquiry. Can you give us a more expansive explanation of what you seek?
Yeah, I was really just wondering what the similarities are, and whether when the vibration is at that point where these cities of light would descend to the surface, would we also have additional, I don't know, exposure, that's probably not the right word, access to the master's retreats? Will there be some sort of physical expression of that as well? Because I know those are in the etheric realm. So I was really just curious whether we'd be able to not only go to the cities of light, but whether we'd be able to advance our spiritual training and go to these master's retreats and make them, you know, more accessible to us as physical beings versus going in our dream state or whatever.
We can add to this, dear brother. Do you wish to visit these higher realms as Kent?
I do.
I see. So we will tell you that this is difficult for us to explain, but we will tell you that the physical plane that you exist upon is not conducive to higher beings, or is conducive to higher vibrations, such as you are defining here, you see. So the being as Kent must expand to a higher vibration. And once the being as Kent expands to a higher vibration, then the physical being as Kent is no longer physical, you see, is not made of flesh and bone, but is expressing itself as light, you see. The cities of light are conducive to the beings of light, you see. So as you expand your consciousness, as you let go of the frequencies that bind you to the third dimensional realm, and you become more expressed as a light being, you will easily insert yourself into these master's retreats and these cities of light. The cities of light do not descend into the third realm. The third realm expands itself to a consciousness conducive to the cities of light and meets the light at that consciousness. It does not descend.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yes, namaste.
So it's more, thank you so much. It's more at the point where I think where we'd have our light bodies, vibration will be really high. I don't think we're quite there yet, but all those things will become basically accessible once we've moved into our light body and higher frequencies.
Yes, that is perfect. You You had a better definition than we did. Yes. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Very good. Then we need to release channel at this point. And Shoshana, do you have anything, parting message yet?
We will just say, be in joy, dear sisters and brothers. Be in joy. And know that you are progressing rapidly, and you will soon see what you have never seen before. You will feel what you have never felt before. You will move past the chaotic third realm into what is known as heaven on earth. That is coming. Namaste.
Very good. And we just say at this point, be in joy at this special time, this special season that you are in, and look toward the times when we are together here on your New Year's Eve. We are looking forward to this, as the James calls a show here that we will be a part of with you and be able to, we hope, be of service to you to understand not only where you are going, but where you have come from, how far you have come. It is quite miraculous at this point. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.